Okay, so we're discussing a brisa that looks carefully at various psukim that speak about the Isur holding on to chametz on Pesach. As we saw yesterday, we should get comfortable with the various psukim. We always quote Bali Rabba in Matzeh. I imagine most people don't really know where does it say Bali Rabba, where does it say Bali Matzeh, how does it all come together? It just becomes like an expression, Bali Rabba in Matzeh. But we should feel comfortable knowing exactly the origin of these expressions. Baye Roya is a pasuk of Baye Matze, the pasuk in Pashas Achodesh, Shibas Yam Sargo Yimatze Bivatechem, that's the Baye Matze. There's another pasuk that puts them together, it says Yiroa both Chachamitz and Sa'or, La Yiroa Chachamitz, La Yiroa Sa'or, and that's pasuk later in Pashas Bo. The pasuk of Baye Matze speaks about Batechem, the pasuk that we just mentioned, Baye Roya, Baye Matze, the two of them are together. Chametz, Sa'or, says, B'chol Gvulecha. And then we have another pasuk, Lo Yirelcha Sa'or, that says, B'chol Gvulcha as well. Those are the psukim that we're dealing with. Anyway, we have Batechem, we have Gvulecha, Gvulcha, and we have to figure out the implications. The other interesting diuk is the words Lecha, that appear in the pasuk of Lo Yiroa, and does not appear in the pasuk of Lo Yimatzeh. So the Lecha comes to obviously be Mamayit, Shal Acherim, V'Shal Gavoa. That's obviously a case of Nachrim for sure. We explained yesterday, could be even as Mamayit Midaraisa Yisrael Acher. That's a Hoshaila. But certainly Shal Nachri would be Nismayit. Pikdonos Min HaNachri would be Mutter. On the other hand, you have the Pasuk Lo Yimatzeh, which doesn't give me the Lupo called Lecha, which suggests that it's Aser even when you have it Shal Gai B'Shuscha. You also have the question of Balyatmin. In other words, Lo Yirah would suggest only if it's visible and not if it's concealed, and therefore Yochel Yatmin. But then the Yimatzeh doesn't give you that suggestion, which is Mashmitz Asa even in the case of Yatmin. So the way that the Braisa works it out, the Braisa first talks about, again, let's go step by step in the Braisa. The Braisa says you have a havamina, that it would be mutter in the case of Yatmin, based on the Yaroe. You have a havamina that would be mutter if you're Mekabo Pikdonos Min HaNachrim. Tamilom Lo Yimatzeh. So Yimatzeh pushes us in the Chumra direction that you can't have those two heterim. The Braisa has another layer that discusses the differentiation between two levels of Nachrim. Nachrim Sheloki Bashto, Ein Shorim Chabachatzer. That means that the Nachri is not under your control and he's not with you in the Chatzer. And then a Nachri Shekibashta B'Shorim Chabachatzer Minayin Tamalom Alo Yimatzeh. That obviously is difficult as we read it because it sounds like we're trying to say a bigger Chiddush in a case of Nachri Shekibashto that it would be Aser. Seemingly the bigger Chiddush in being Aser is the case where there's a looser connection. He's not quite under your control. So the Braisa needs to be explained. That's coming in the Gemara. The Braisa continues with the Batechem. How do I know to extend the Isser even if it's not in your house, but it's even in some place that you own outside your house, Boaz Shichan Maros, a storage area? That's B'chol Gvulecha. So now B'chol Gvulecha, obviously, it goes beyond Batechem, but obviously Batechem is certainly Gvulecha. Let's understand. But Gvulecha is beyond Batechem. Then comes Vadayin Ani Omer. This Vadayin Ani Omer is now trying to understand how we can merge together what we have from the different diukim of the psukim, the respective psukim. So now we would maybe say as follows, Vadayin Ani Omer, that maybe we should start separating the standards. We have a pasuk of Batechem, that's the Lo Yimatzeh pasuk. That's the pasuk that doesn't give you the lecha. We have the pasuk of Lo Yiroa B'chol Gvulecha, which gives me the lupo called lecha. Says the Braisa in the last leg of the Braisa, V'adayin Ani Omer, B'batim, the pasuk Lo Yimatzeh that's speaking about Batim, there, over Mishum B'Yiroa, because Batim, of course, are Gvulecha. So that's, someone was asking me yesterday, why does it say Mishum Ba'yira? I think Eli was asking. But Lamaisa, the answer is Batim are also Yugvulin. So over Mishum Ba'yira, that's the Pasuk of Gvulecha, but that certainly is Gvulecha. Uba Yimatzeh, that's the Pasuk of Batim, it says Ba'yimatzeh. Uba Yatmin, because it doesn't say Yiraya. It's not about whether you see it, so that's Bar Yatmin. Uba Yigabu Pikdonos Min Hanachri, because it doesn't say Lecha. So all of this is true when it's Batim. You'd have the Chumrah of Bar Yiraya, Bar Yimatse, Bar Yatmin, Bar Yigabu Pikdonos. All that is Batim. But the Gvulin, if you have a case where it's Gvulin and not Batim, so then we should say what? So now it's interesting. Let's be Medayik, what the Ran is Medayik, and we'll speak out soon the Ran. Then we should say what? Big Gvulin, Shaluchot Ya Taroah, Av Taroah Shalchem Shal Gavoah. So maybe Big Gvulin, we would still hold on to a Kula that comes out of that Pasuk, which is the word Lucha. So that's what the Brisa is entertaining as a possibility. That Big Gvulin, there, again, even though obviously Batim are also Gvulin, just to emphasize what people were asking me, but the fact that the Torah does say Gvulin, and it's shaykh to be Gvulin and not Batim, so Ugabe the Chumrah of the Issa by Yiraya, so certainly if it's Batim, you can call it by Yiraya as well, that much we know, that's where the Brisa says it could be by Yiraya and by Yimatse. But the fact that the Torah spells out a kula of lecha, specifically in connection to gvulecha, would perhaps suggest that there should be a heter of that lecha indicates of the kabbalah gnos menachrim. If you have a case of both shichin and maris, it's not batim; it's only gvul. And how therefore minay elitin as amar shel zeb zeb shel zeb zeb? How do we know to merge them together? How do we know to therefore assume that, and now the Brisa is saying the heter and the iser, meaning that we should be able to allow for the iser that the B'lo Yimatzi Pasuk speaks to, the iser of, even if it's from a guy, Yikabel Pikdonos, Lo Yikabel Pikdonos, Lo Yimatzi doesn't give you an outlet called Lecha, that would apply even B'Gvulin. Then again, there is a case that Lecha obviously does teach us would be mutter. Again, how it breaks down, that's later in the Gemara, Achrayis, with the Mekabel Achrayis, but there's going to be a case of accepting Pikadim and Anachrim, that would be mutter. So that heter would not just be exclusive to Gvul, be Batim as well. That what it means is, now Rashi also adds that this is Nogia Hegdish as well. He pointed out, in the Gemara, nowhere doesn't get spelled out that the two levels of Kabbalah Sachrayis versus not Kabbalah Sachrayis is a case where it's usher to have Shel Nachrim and a case that's Mutter would also translate to Hagdish, but Rashi seems to say that it will. That's interesting, just point to pull out of Rashi. So how do we know that we can allow for the Isser of taking Shel Nachrim and according to Rashi, Shel Hagdish? And how we can also allow that the Heter, when you could take Donos Min HaNachrim Min HaGaboah, and both the Kula case and the Chumra case, Benogia taking a Pikadon, would apply Ben Big Bat and Ben Big Vul. That's the Minayin of the Brisa, to which the Brisa responds, Gzeres Shava. We have the word Sa'or both in the context of Batim, Sa'or Yimatzi Batechem. We have the Sa'or by Gvulin. The other Pasuk says Sa'or as well, whichever the Pasuk is, Tvarim or in Pashas Bo. So therefore, Masor Amar Bibatim Ovin Mishum Ba Yiraya Uba Yimatse Uba Yatmin Ba Yikabit Nozmin Anachrim. Just as when it comes to Batim, we have the Chumrah that we just spelled out, all these Isurim, Ba Yirah, Ba Yimatzei, Ba Yatim, Ba Yikab Pikdonos, Av Sam Migvulin have the Schumas as well. And the other direction, and just as the Sa'or Migvulin has a Heter case, Av Shalchoya Taroa, but Teres Shalchem Shalgavoa, Av Sam Batim Shalchoya Teres Shalchem Shalgavoa will have a Heter case as well. So it comes out, Batim and Gvulin are equated. That's how the Brisa ends. Now, let's try to delve a little deeper and understand the implications of this, especially because something is interesting in the way the Brisa is phrased. The Brisa seems to be pushing the idea that we merge Batim and Gvulin insofar as the Kula and the Chumrah of both being extended to both Batim and Gvulin with regard to what issue, what Indian? Taking Min HaNachrim, right? So Uchaya Teroah has real expression, the halacha, the case we'll have to discuss later. And that kula exists not just where the word lecha is written, which is gvurin, but even where lecha does not appear, which is bat. On the other hand, there's a case of becoming usher to take mina nachrin, whatever the case will be, and that's because the Torah didn't say lecha in a different place by batim, and that will also apply by gvurin. So there's not going to be a distinction in this regard between batim and gvurin. The isser case is by both, and the heter case is by both. Says the Ran, but I have a simple question here, because the same way you looked at the pasuk of Lo Yirah, and you found a kula case, you found a heter, and that was from the word lecha. And at the end of the brisa, you end up finding application for that heter, and not limiting it to gvulin, but it's going to go across the board, even by batim. So you have cases of an iser, which are both gvulin and batim, even gvulin. And you have a case of heter, which is even by bat. That's with regard to taking min hanachrin. But where do we lose something else that we have in the pasuk of gvulin that allows for a heter, namely lo yirah, which implies that matmin is okay? That's how we began our brisa. That we had a question, yachol yatmin. Why yachol yatmin? Because it says lo yirah, and if it's yatmin, then there's no, it's not visible. So for that, we covered with the pasuk of Lo Yimatzei, which doesn't give you the allowance of Yatmin. But then again, we have the other pasuk, Lo Yirah, which seems to give us the allowance of Yatmin. So why don't we ultimately try to preserve some application for that kula of Yatmin and apply it again, Bein Begvul and Bein Bebatim, the same way we're doing it from the Lecha. Whose kasha is this, of course? Who asked his kasha in Pshat? The Ran is brought in the back on the riff, and also here I gave you the Chiddushia Ran. Let's see what the Ran does. The Ran has two approaches to resolve the question. But the common denominator is that there will be no heter of Yatmin, and therefore the Brisa doesn't leave us with any allowance for a heter of Yatmin. The question, though, in the two Terutzim, what differentiates the two Terutzim is the following. The fact that we've erased that possibility of Yatmin, is that because of the Gzeres Shava of Sa'or Sa'or? Since Lo Yimatzei, the Pasuk Lo Yimatzei doesn't give you the Het of Yatmin, so the Gzeres Shava brings the Isser of Yatmin over to Gruen as well, even though it didn't close the door on the Heter of taking min anachrin, that remains kayam, and it goes even over to batim, right? But when it comes to yatmin, the gzeres shava of Sa'or Sa'or brings the iser of yatmin that we were medayik from where you actually over to gvurin. That's because of gzeres shava. That's one teretz, second teretz of the Ran. Or what the Ran says initially, we'll see inside together, is that even without the gzeres shava, I've already figured out that there is nothing to talk about when it comes to yatmin. Yeah, I'm assuming you guys looked at the Ran, so we'll now see how the Ran brings it out. But that's basically the outline of how the Ran addresses this question. Let's take a look. We'll do it from the Chiddushim. Again, it's the same thing in the back. Says the Ran like this. Umasa or, again, this is how the Brisa ends with the Gzeres Shava. Umasa or ha'omar b'gvulin shalchaya teroa. That means that there's a kula of taking chametz shel nachrim and having it by you, and that kula would not be limited to in your pit, even in your house. Tmili, so the Ran asks, Kehechad yalfinan kula b'shel acherim mikvulin, just as we learn out the kula of having chametz shel acherim from the gvulin case is the pasuk of lecha, amai lo yalfinan minei kula zu d'atmana. Well, shouldn't we also use the Gzeres Shava to learn out from gvulin to carry over to batim the kula of hatmana? Kedamina b'reish l'reish, yachol yatmin. Why we yachol yatmin? Because lo yirah would suggest that yatmin is okay. So the same way lecha in that pasuk was suggesting yikab pikdonos min hanachrim, and that remains at the end of the reish as a valid case that would be permitted in all situations. So why not do that for yatmin as well? The hecha mikaiminan hetera datmana, the mishtama migvulin, The isura dida the mishtama mibatim kehecha the mikayminan heter the isura de shalacherim. In other words, when it comes to question of achirim, we figure out a way to apply cases where it would be mutter, case will be usher. That's the gemara further down the omer. Depends if you're makabel achrayis for the chametz shenachim or not. So do the same thing creatively with regard to atmana. Find a case atmana that's mutter, find atmana that's usher. And when it's mutter all cases, even the batim, which it's usher, it's usher. Why are we not doing the same thing by atmana? Okay. Question is clear. Yeah, crystal clear. Yes? Good? Okay. Sabdaran, answer number one. The Rav Kushi says the Ran, it's not a question. The in hachinami, granted, vaday meikara amrinan, the ilo kasab elua yiroa havaminan yachoyatme. When we began the Brisa, the first line of the Brisa, the first thing the Brisa said basically was yachoyatme because of the yiroa. But that was it. Once we responded to that, the door is closed on that. Because what did we respond to that? Yachol Yatmin. We said, Talmud Omar, right? Lo Yimatse. What that Lo Yimatse was doing wasn't just like, there you don't have any indication that Yatmin is okay. What that did was, it was Megala on the Lo Yirah that you weren't wrong pshat in the word Yirah. You took Yirah too literally. Kevan dechsib lo yimatse, goli alo yiroe, diriya lav dafka, elo lishna bialma. In other words, the word yiroe in the pasuk doesn't have to be, meaning it shall not be visible, it shall not be seen. It's not an expression, it shouldn't be around, it shouldn't be seen, it should be there. It doesn't mean to be interpreted in a literal fashion. And therefore, according to what we're saying now, ulaha, well, it's pich xerishava the sa'or sa'or. So, in other words, when we come later with the sa'or sa'or that's going to bring over dinim, lekua, mechumra across the board, gubur and batim, so this issue is not on the table anymore. It's already off the table. We know that yatmin is usser because there's no reason to think otherwise. Yiroah doesn't have any mashmalus anymore to be matir hatmana. You don't need xerishava for that. Behainu the Tani, Tana. That's what the Tana can say in the last log of the Brisa that we began with. Vadayin on the Omer bebatim over mishum bayiraya ubayimatze ubat ubayatmin. Bigvulin, maybe by gvulin shalchayat teroya of teroshalchem shalgavoa. All the Brisa is suggesting when it wants to say maybe there'll be a differentiation and gvulin will have a heter that batim don't have. Will be which heter does the Brisa focus on? The heter of Shonachrim. The heter of Lachav, Shonachrim Shal Gavoa. But the Brisa doesn't say, Aval, Bigvu, and what? Yatman. And Xavier Shabbat is going to say no. It's interesting. The last one, the Brisa, what does it say in the Gemara, in the Brisa? Adayin on the Omer, how does it start? Let's take a look again at the language in our Gemara. Adayin on the Yomer, the batim over mission by Yiroah, by Yimatse, Ubal Yatmin. It does mention Bal Yatmin here on the Easter case of batim. Ubal Yikav Big Donuts. Big Vulin, Shalcha Yataroa, Ataroa Shalchem Shalgavoa. What the Ran is Medaik here is it doesn't say on the Gvulin side and Bal Yatmin. Because on the issue of Kavik Donos, it gives you the Isser case, and it gives you the Heter case. How it's going to play out, that's later on. It doesn't even suggest that there should be a possible case of Gvulin that should have Bayatmin. We've already closed the door on that. That's the Ram's deal. Even though it says Bayatmin Benogei Abat, but it doesn't say it on the Gvulin being Mutter. That's why the Ram has been Medaik. The low tani big vulin shall chay teroa umatmin. Why not? Back in the round, the isura dat mana lotzach zereshava. Ela bigiluya de la yimatzi sagi. That was what yimatzi is megale. That's enough. The hahatera the hatmana the habisvibul and meikara. Explains why is that true? Why do we assume when it comes to Atmana that the Bohem Matzei closed the door on it? And when it comes to Shalcha Teroa, it remains a valid issue, not only in the Havamina, but in the Maskana too, even after the Gzeres Shava. But the Gzeres Shava is still going to allow for there to be a Hetter. Why does that remain standing? And why does the Hatmana Yachal Yatmin doesn't get any credence beyond the first line of the Raisa? Why? Says Don, here's the difference. The Hahetera, the Hatmana, the Havsvila Neikara, that Hatmana Hetter that we thought about in the beginning, Lav Mikra Yisera Nafik. It's not from a redundancy in a pasuk, an extra pasuk, an extra word. El Mashmeusa Bi'alma. Where do we get at the idea of Yachal Yatmin? We weren't looking and darshaning something in the pasuk. It's a yitur that's teaching you halacha. That halacha now has to, you know, has to have an integrity to it. It's that we would have read the pasuk a certain way. Yeah, right. Oh, it's not seen. It's not us. Mashmeusa Bi'alma. If that's all it was, ubigiluya de lo yimatzi sagi. So all you need to knock down that suggestion is a giluya of lo yimatzi. Don't read it that way. Don't assume that's true. It's not true. Masha enkein, the other heter, avla teira da acherim, mi yitur de lecha nafik. Oh, it's not from just because of mashmos, it's a yitur. It's a yitur. The Islam of the Kiyume al Karchin. So whether we like it or not, that Yitur has something with it that should play out the halacha. Okay, so this is one answer of the Ran. So that comes out that where are we at the end of the day with Bayatmin? There simply is no basic hetel Yatmin in any shape or form. Right? And therefore, it gets rejected right away. Yimatzei is megal on it. No need for gzeirah shavah either. That's teretz number one. Everyone with me? Good so far? What makes the second teretz different? Now let's take a look at the teretz number two in the Ran. Inami, second suggestion, the Ran. Dele isra hatmana, nami itzra gzeirah shavah. The truth is, the gzeirah shavah is actually needed to explain that there'll be an Isser of Yatmin, right, in every situation, you need the Gzeirah Shavah. So then if that's the case, if Atmana is part of the Gzeirah Shavah, why don't we preserve not only a Chumra of Atmana in all cases, but a Kula of Atmana in all cases? The same way you're doing that for the Shalacha. You explain that whatever case is Usr from the Lo Yimatzi Pasuk, transfers also to Ruin, but you also hold on to a case of Mutter by Pikdonos Ben Anachrim that's going to transfer over to Batim. So why not do something similar if in fact Hatmana is being addressed in Gzeirah Shavah? Why is it only being addressed in Chumrah in all cases and not trying to preserve a Kula? That's what the Ran has to now figure out. If you need the Gzeirah Shavah, it's still on the table when the Gzeirah Shavah is being brought. Why would it not be a way to Mekayim the heter atmana across the board? Rafiyachas hishap mishum dinehi de migvurin lo meshtama hatmana li isura. Because there's still a difference. From gvurin, what differentiates the heter hatmana from the heter of nachrim, pikdonos min hanachrim? Again, it comes down to where you're getting it from. By nachrim, there's a specific drasha that's matir. When it comes to Hatmana, it's that there isn't any makor to us. Because Yeira'e, now we're not saying Yeira'e means literally, I mean, it means Lishna B'Yalma. But Yeira'e means visible. But the Yeira'e is not a diuk to tell me, but it's mutter, but it's Hatmana. Just that I don't know. I don't know Hatmana. So now it goes like this. I couldn't extract from the pasuk of Yira an Isser by Hatmana. It's not a pasuk that's specifically being marked. It's not extra pasuk. Hilkach ki dainin gzeirah shavah litin es ha'amor shel zeh b'zeh. So when I used gzeirah shavah to carry things over from batim gvul and vice versa, hainu, when it comes to Hatmana, what will mean litin isura d'Hatmana d'ksiva b'batim to throw it also on Gvulin. Mishta is to throw. In other words, to take the Isser that I see in the Pasuk of Hatmana by Yimatzei and I apply it also to Gvulin. But we won't go the other direction. It will be one way, not both ways. We need the Gzeirah Shava. This is Teretz number 2. We need the Gzeirah Shava, but it's only going to help you to asher Hatmana, where? The Gvulin. Ava Lekula Meimar, you can't pull a heter out from Gvulin and bring it over to Batim. Why? Because you don't have, quote unquote, a heter that the Torah states of Hatmana Bigvulin. You have an absence of the Torah giving me the Issa. Whereas by Lecha, what did the Torah do? The Torah gave you a heter to work from, and now you can take it and pull it over. Here, it's not that the Torah gave you a heter, it's just that I don't have the Torah giving me, stating me an issin. Avalek al-memer de-hetera de-atmana de-ksiva be-gvuan de-nishtei nami abatim. Why? De-nehi granted de-atmana lom nishtama le-isura be-gvuan. I'm not hearing it. I don't hear an issur of atmana in the pasuk of gvuan. Mikom makam lesbu yitura le-mishre. I don't have a yitur that's materit. Masha enkin b'sha'acherim de-ksiv l'cha yisera be-gvuan le-mishra to be matir. When we have a gzeirah shava now, soar, al korchan is when we kiyume nami lehetera b'shalacherim kenirali. In other words, so here I have to reckon with not just the iser that exists b'batim, not to take from Nachrim, but I also have to deal with the heter of lecha that's mater. And therefore, in the Chanami, both the case of Isser and the case of Heter are going to extend to both scenarios. But Sheikin by Yatmin, granted, I need Gzeirah Shava, according to the second Teretz of the Ran. I need Gzeirah Shava to bring over the Isser that I see in Lo Yimatzei over to Gvulin, but I don't have any Heter to bring over because the Torah didn't give me a Yitur with a Heter, it's just that I don't have Atman. Just finished around in terms of the world language of the Brisa. Now, Fizeh, ki katani le'el b'Brisa. Now, remember the lashon of the Brisa when it says, Vadayin ani omer, it says, b'gvulin shalcha yataroa, tero shalachim shalgaboa. Lishna klilahu. It's really just a clear lashon. De'in achinami, habileyomema, something else. B'gvulin shalcha yataroa, umatmin. Because it comes out according to second Teretz. What I really also would have thought without the Gzeirah Shava was that b'gvulin would be a hetter of yatmin. Elishna kitahu is like a short lesson. The labdafka and achanami. What I need the Gzeirah Shava for is also for the iser of yat. These are the two approaches of the Ran. Again, what differentiates the two teruchim of the Ran? Whether I need the Gzeirah Shava of Saor to bring over the iser of yatmin over to gvulin. According to the first teretz of the Ran, once we had lo yimatzi, we already understood the pshat and lo yiroya. That it was lav dafka. In the second time said the Ran, it was with the Gzeirah Shava that I would know it, but there's nothing to preserve on a heter level to bring over. Okay. Now, let's take it to another level, okay? Everyone with us so far, that's pashut in the Gemara. Now, I want to know, let's ask ourselves a simple question. So we have a Gzeirah Shava, and we understand that Batim and Gvulin are merged together, and the Isurim that you can infer from one. Sorry, from the Gvulin, from the Batim Pasuk go over to Gvulin, and the Heterim that could exist by Gvulin go over to Batim. So now, where does that leave us with a person who's Matmin, the Chametz, in terms of what Isser he violates? Now, let's step back a second. The Torah says, Lo Yiroyah. A couple of times in Chumash. The Torah says, well, you might say that one time in Chumash. Do we count them as separate mitzvahs, separate lavin? So the Rambam does. The minyan ha-mitzvahs. Lo sa'asei reish, lo sa'asei reish aleph. Mitzvah masayim, shizibana shilo yiroa chametz b'chol gvulenu kol shi'ashiva yamin. Lo yiroa l'cho chametz v'yicha sa'or. Chametz and Sa'or, one thing, fine. That's the Yisrael Yirah. Mitzvah Reish Aleph of the Shasal Avin and Sefer Mitzvahs. Shizirano mehimatze chametz birshu seinu. So it's a lo yimatze. So there's a separate mitzvah. And when the Rambam introduces Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah before he begins Perek Aleph, like he always does in every halacha, he gives you the mitzvahs that the halachas are going to cover, mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lo asay. So the Rambam again has in his list, he has here there are 8 mitzvahs, 3 asay and 5 lo asay contained in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. In his list of 8, number 5, shelo yiroya chametz koshiva, and number 6, shelo yimatzi chametz koshiva. Imagine you have the page, you can see it. What does that mean? Why is there a separate lav of lo yiroya and lo yimatzi? Seemingly, once we merge everything together, the dinim, mambatim, gvulim, the chayra, everything else should be one and the same. What are the implications of counting them as two lavim? The Rambam has a case where you can get malchus for violating the iser bayira bayimatze. Typically, there wouldn't be malchus. So the Rambam's reason why there's no malchus because it's lav she'en bo ma'isa, passive. But the Rambam constructs a case where you did a ma'isa to violate these isurim. So the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Ein alokim shem lo yiroya yimatzei, elam ken kana chametz v'pesach, o chimso kdei she'yaseh bo ma'isa. So the Rambam says, you don't get malchus typically unless you bought chametz on Pesach or you caused dough to rise. You did a ma'isa in the dough, you made it chametz. But if you had chametz before and you didn't destroy it, just left it in your reshus, even though you're over shnei lavin, again, shnei lavin, two lavin. In a loke, nishalos of bamais. So when you do get malchus, how many times malchus do you get? Do you get double malchus? Two sets of malchus, the low you run, the low you not say? The Kesev Mishnah, Hilchas Chametz Matzah there in Halacha Gimel, he brings from the Re'im, who asks on the Rambam. The Rambam has his Sharashim to Sefer Mitzvah, 14 Sharashim, very gishmak, limud, to learn the Rambam's Sharashim and the Rambam's Asagis and the Nosei Kelim that come defending the Rambam. We did a couple of times over Junzman, different parts of the Rambam's Sharashim to Sefer Mitzvah. Shorish Tes, we didn't get that far. Shorish Tes, this would have been the next Gemara Makis that we also didn't get to there. And third parak. But either way, the Rambam has the yisod that if you have the Torah mentioning the same lav numerous times repeatedly, ribui halavin would not have any nafka mina to get extra malchus. If the Torah simply says the same thing numerous times, there's a Gemara in Malchus that says about a person who eats a certain type of insect that can get violating numerous lavin, the Gemara identifies what they are, choputisa. The Rambam explains there that it's because there's a different shame that you can find in each one of the lavin the Gemara mentions. It's like a different aspect. And therefore, you can have numerous malchus and numerous malchus. But if it's literally the same issur that's repeated, the Rambam would not hold that you have two malchus. And plus, the Rambam probably would not hold it's counted. I mean, a mitzvah is extra, as an extra mitzvah. It's just the Torah saying the same thing numerous times. Other Rishonim disagree. But that's the Shittas HaRabbim and Shorish Tes. These are the principles of what counts and what doesn't count. The Rambam knows you don't count in Minyan Mitzvahs, Ribui HaLavin. Not for Malchus, not for Minyan HaMitzvahs. So asks the Re'im on the Rambam, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, so how can the Rambam say, Bayor Bayimatzeh is a separate Yisur, and it could be from the Rambam, it even be Mashma, that if you did a Maisa, you could get more than one Malchus. Sounds like you understood the Rambam that way too. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to explain Pshan the Rambam. So how can the Rambam with Shittaso can by Rabbi Yimatzei as separate? Ube'emes kiliyashiv zeh. So first he says, maybe you'll say, based on at least on the Malchus level, the ena loke ala achas, apesh yiskeh shnei alavim. So maybe Malchus taka won't be two. Rambam doesn't say twice Malchus. Maybe it'll be one Malchus. The smag is one of the Bali Tosfos who wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs that's patterned after the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. A lot of times, if you look at the smag, you get a better perspective on Shittas HaRambam, even though it may not always be exactly what the Rambam holds, but he goes with feed the derech of the Rambam, and he codified the mitzvahs, and he adds things. He uses the Lashonis of the Rambam a lot. That's the smag. So he says, Okay, but let's take beyond that, separate from the issue of the Malkus. But then ask the Kesef Mishnah, so maybe Malkus won't be two Malkus. Aval nikomak makati kasha. Heich menon bishnei laven. No, doesn't help me that one Malkus. But how could it be counted as two? Says the Kesef Mishnah, here we'll zero in on the mashmolus of Yimatzei versus the mashmolus of Yeira'eh. Vanir be'inai, delo Yeira'eh, if we can show you that these two laven are not replicating one another, but they're actually not totally overlapping, but there's details that differentiate them, then we can justify counting them as two laven. Does that mean you can't have a lot of overlap? Sure. But as long as it's not mamish ribuy laven carbon copy, then it would be okay to count them as two laven. System. The Kesef Mishnah, and Beina de la Yirah, lo mashma ekesh unir la inayim dafka. Inachanami. What Yirah means, you have to see it. And he says, interesting, v'chein mashma b'sefer ha-mitzvah is mitzvah resh aleph. So what does he see in the Rambam? So go back to the Rambam and sefer ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah resh, she ziranu, she lo yirah echameis b'chol gvureinu, ko ha-shiva yamin. Okay, Yirah Chametz and Sa'or, one and the same, fine. The Rambam says, Shelo Yirah Chametz B'chol Gvuleinu. That's Lo Yirah. Mitzvah Reish Aleph. He says, Yiranu Mehimatzi Chametz B'Shoseinu Va'afilu Lo Yirah. Oh yeah, pikadam. Who amro shiosyam sawi matzivatechem. And again, you can get Malkus if there's a maisa. So what did he see in the Rambam? The Rambam added by Yimatzei afilo yanira. So he thought to be medayik. The Rambam's therefore saying lo yira'eh is what shelo yira'eh, that it is visible. But lo yimatzei is even if it's not. So if it's not visible, it's not going to be a lo yira'eh. It'll be a lo yimatzei. Then he has to deal with the Ram Perek Dalud, with Mashma a little bit differently. Mashikasa Perek Dalud, over Mishmo Yerai, by Yimatzei, Rabbi Mehmet, Bechol Echem, Yanis Karm, over Bishnei, and Mahecha, Deshechi, Tarvayu, you can have overlap. You can have a case where you can violate both. The Kohecha, the Avar Ba Yeroya, Avar Ba Yimatzei. It goes one direction, not both. You can have every Ba Yeroya, we have a Ba Yimatzei along with it. But Ba Yimatzei doesn't always have Ba Yirah. If it's Tamun, then it won't be Ba Yirah. It won't be Ba Yimatzei. Tamun lo aber ela lo yimatzei. Val derech zeh concludes the Kesef Mishnah. Yesh lefarish gam habraisa shnir b'tzachim perakal b'tzachim shen men alam and Rambam dinim egon is karm perak dal. So basically, according to the Kesef Mishnah, what are we left with after being the braisa? That the iser of Bayaknin, okay, it exists. Bein bebatim, bein begvulin. That doesn't remain any basis for distinction. But what iser would there be by hatmana? Only an iser by yimatzei, not by yirah. Interesting. Now, l'chora, if we go back to the Ran, does this square with the Ran? Can it square with the Ran that we read? So let's go slow. The Rana two mahalchim in terms of what do we do with Baal Yatmin? Where do we lose Baal Yatmin in the Brice? The first approach of the Ran, well, let's think together. What was the first approach of the Ran? Where do we lose the Baal Yatmin in the Brice? So what did the Ran say? Once we have the Baal Yimatzei in the beginning of the Brice, so what do we now know? Okay. So now if that's the case, there's no room for anything the Kesef Mishnah said. But the Rambam, and we'll see some Rashi. In other words, Lo Yirah is Labdafka. So then obviously, whatever it is, it's going to be both. And obviously, there could be a Baal Yirah, even if it's not seen. What about according to the second answer of the Ran? According to the second answer of the Ran, really, the Gzeres Shava is not just relevant for the halachas of Lecha, that you could take Minanachrim when you could take it, you could take even the batim, and what you can't take even begvulin. But also it has an afkamina that it's us to be matmin, not just the batim, also begvulin. Okay? And when you do it begvulin, what are you over? Just by yimatzei or also by yira? You hear my question? What do you say? Again, sure. According to the first approach of the Ran that we just read, it's clear that even if it's Yatmin, you're still violating by Yirah, because we understand how Yirah is Lav Dafka, it's just Lishta Biyam. But I ask you, according to the second shot of the Ran, that he understands that the Braisa uses Gzeirah Shavah, not just for the halachas of Lecha, of that the chumrah of lecha that you see in by yimatzei that you can't take min hanachrim, that halacha is even by gvulin, and the heter of lecha that you could take min hanachrim is even by batim. What else comes out of the gzeirah shavah? That the iser of hatmana that you see in by yimatzei applies even the gvulin. But I want to understand, what iser is it? So if a person is matmin, the gvulin, the batim, wherever, where it's us, does he violate by yimatzei? Does he also violate by yirah? Do we have a right from the Ran on that issue? Is it mukhrach one way or the other from the second teretz of the Ran? Could we have the kesed mishnah coexist with the second teretz of the Ran, is what I'm asking you. No chever, what do you say? Why is it so quiet? Is it my fault? What's going on here? What's going on? What's the problem? What do you say, Chavanu? Am I not clear? Should I try it again? You don't hear me. I don't know what to say. What do you say? You could. No, in the stump. I mean, I don't have any right to say against. I mean, you could say one way or the other way. I don't know that we have to necessarily disagree with it. You know, all we're doing is running out the iser of atmana, not only in the place where we were medaik, that there's an iser atmana, not only bevatim, even begvulim. But the iser might be only by yimatzei. Or maybe once we merge everything together, it's everything. I mean, maybe the Xerish service megala that you are as lavdafka. The man doesn't really weigh in on that. The Ran says initially that the Bayimatsi is Megala, that what Yerah is Lavdafka, that's when he goes without the Gzeirah Shavah. But now when he says you need the Gzeirah Shavah, so we're holding that there is no Giwei, it's just that it's not a Mefurish Heter, but I don't have any indication in the Bayirah Pasuk that it's Usher in the case of Yat. Comes the Gzeirah Shavah and asks Hatman. Big Vule. Okay. Maybe that's going to bring with it a new spin on the word Yirah. Maybe it won't. I don't know. I don't really know from the second verse of the Ran whether there'll be a Bayirah as well as a Bayimatzi, only Bayimatzi. From the first verse of the Ran, I think it's Borer, that Bayirah is Lavdavka. So obviously the whole point here is not going to be valid, the Kesem Mishnah's point. The second verse of the Ran is already leaves more room to consider that maybe it's only Bayimatzi. But the point is, Bayimatzi applies not just to Asa Hatmana, Babat, and even Migvul. That's Luchar where we are. Lemaisa, the Rabbeinu Dabin is Myrach here on this question. He goes back and forth. There's what to discuss in terms of this issue. But just a little bit more on this question. So we have the Kesa Mishnah, B'Dasa Rambam. Seemingly, we have a Rashi that weighs in on this question. This is not essential. In other words, Lemaisa, in a case of Yatmin, would there be a violation of Bal Yirah? That's our question. Would it only be Bal Yimatzei? Is it in fact true that Yatmin would not be a prohibition of Bal Yirah? Rashi, they bring a Rashi Daf Chaf Aleph, beginning of the second parak. The Mishnah talks about the times on Erev Pesach that would be permitted still to feed the chametz to animals. Kosas and mutalecho, machabe machayva ofos, and mochalanachli, and so mutabana asa. there's still a period, Shachanishis, that the chametz is mutter b'hana. Okay, the Mishnah links that to kosher shemutter lechol. That's a discussion in the first piece of Gemara. What does that mean? Which sheet is he following? Mutter lechol machil. The Gemara says it goes to Rabbi Gamliel that the Frenchies can truma and chulin. So there's a shachanishis that's mutter lechol for a kohen to eat truma, and it's mutter for Yisrael to have hana. That's not Iranian. That's the beginning in terms of working out the lashon of Mishnah. But this heter hana is expressed as machil behema chayil ofos. Question is, why does it have to spell out behema chaya ofos? So the Gemara makes a tzricha something behema and chaya, that if I had one, I wouldn't know the other. And then ofos is lav dafka. Once it's behema chaya, it says ofos. So what's the tzricha that the Gemara works out between machil behema chaya and chaya? That if I had only mentioned behema, I wouldn't know that you have a right to do behaya or vice versa. So take a look at that Gemara. So the Gemara makes the following point. Lamali the Mishnah, Behema, Lamali Mishnah, Chaya. Tzricha. The E ton of Behema, so the first half is as follows. If it would say Behema, then I would say, that's okay, that I understand, you can machil Behema. The Mishaira, Chazila. If the animal won't finish eating the chametz, you'll see it. The animal, the behema, doesn't have the nature of going and putting it in some kind of hole, some kind of a hiding place. So it's visible. But chaya, there's more of a problem. The mishayra kamatznala, I might not finish it, and I might put it somewhere, and then you're going to have problems. Because you're going to have chametz around over Pesach. That's why it tells me, don't worry about it. We're matter even to give it in shachamishis to a chaya. Second half is what we want. On the other hand, itan achaya, then maybe I could say like this, mishum d'imishayra miyas matzna. It's a little bit more easier to understand why achaya is mutter, because look, the animal will leave over, at least it won't be in a visible place. It's matzna. Our behema, zimnin d'imishayra v'lumasik adayte, but by behema, where the animal might not finish it, and it won't hide it, because the animal's norm is not to go put it in some quiet, you know, private area, and you won't chop and realize that there's still chametz around, and then the koyalei, the bayirah, bayimatse, and then you're going to have a bayirah, bayimatse, therefore, emalo, maybe behema, we don't let you feed it the behema, because you can have the consequence by bayimatse, kamashmalan, that tzricha. So what's the advantage by chaya, that maybe if it's at chaya, I would think only there you can give it to the chaya, not the behema, because the matznala. What's the point? So, well, nice the matznala, but it's still there, it's still in your house. Lashon Rashi, the itan achaya, this is four lines from the bottom. Hava mina hi adifa. Mishum d'imishayra matznala vil ova alei b'baye roya. That's the Russian that we have in our Rush. Because at least it will be left over, it'll be a private area, and you won't buy a rut. More explicit is the Mashal, who's Magia and Rashi, adds a few words, they bring it on the side in the Hagos with Siyunim and Magimar. If not, you can look in the Mashal. And he puts his folly into the words of Rashi. Unihi the other bibayimatse mikomakam bibayira lo other. So why is Chaya less of a problem than behema? Because chaya, if it leaves over, your violation, okay, we're not hoping it's not going to leave over and you want to buy impress, but already if we have to take a risk and we're letting you be machil l'chaya, I could say that risk we'll take because the consequences are not as severe. Because what's the worst case scenario? The animal, the chaya rather, won't finish it, but it'll be in a private area and therefore there won't be a what? There won't be bayirah, it'll be only bayimatse. But by behema, if the animal doesn't finish it, and it's not going to be concealed, you'll have bayirah and bayimatse. You have two issues. From the mashal, from the Rashi itself, you can also glean that. But from the mashal, it's even more mefurish. The mashal is saying in Rashi, granted, you'll have bayimatse, you want a bayirah. So it comes out, we have a mefurish of Rashi that goes out derech, what we see in the Kesef Mishnah, Bedas HaRambam, that in a case where it's not visible, it's not a violation of Bayirah, only a Bayimatsi. Interesting, no? That's the concept of Rashi. There may be other indications as well that this is Shitas Rashi. I just say very much Bekitzer. I don't want to go too much into this inyan, but it's a very interesting inyan. The Mishnah later in Daf Lamed Aleph on the day says the following. If you have a chametz shenafu alav mapolas, so there was a heap of a wall, let's say stones, come crashing down over the chametz. Hareu kimivur. Says the Mishnah, it's as if it would be destroyed. There's no need to go seek out the chametz from under the rubble. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara comments, Rav Chizda says, but sarach sheyivata b'libo. This is Mestama Erev Pesach, you can still do bitl. You should do bitl. Why do you need to do bitl? So you could say, because otherwise it could be by Rabbi Matzi problem. But Rashi learned, because let's say what will happen over Yantif, you may end up, you know, going through the rubble, maybe the stuff that you might want to look for, whatever, and then you're going to end up, next thing you know, you're going to discover the chametz. The nimsa over olav. So the din of bito is only the rabbanan. So the Tosfos of Yom Peretz, others ask, what do you mean? Only the rabbanan. How come you need to do bittul? So what would you say? Why should you have to do bittul? Because there's chametz in your possession, right?
Is Rabbi saying this would be a case of just bayi matzeh?
Yeah. I'll get to the Bayirah in a second. We have to still have to cover for Bayirah. You're quite right. But just for a second. So Rashi says it's only Drabbanan. So says the Ran as well. It's only Drabbanan. So they ask. Rabbeinu Peretz, I think it's Rabbeinu Peretz. Let me double check. Pirish HaKuntris, yes. Shami Fakir HaGal, Benim's over love. Pirish B'Bayirah. Because a few lawyers pakeach a gal, ikam mishum bal yatmin. So, what's the pshat in Rashi now? What did Rashi say? The only reason you bittul is because you might end up uncovering it, and then what? Then you have bayirah. So, right now, there's no bayirah. Why not? Because it's not, you don't see it. Okay. What about Bayatmin? So what does Bayatmin go under? What is, sir?
Bayimatsi.
So what about Bayimatsi? So here's an interesting idea. Again, I don't want to delve too much into it, but I think it's a very interesting idea. And it relates to the Lashon HaBrais of Bayatmin. There's a Rashi in Bamitsia, where this Mishnah is also quoted in connection to a different Indian. And that's Mem Beis. So the Gemara quotes this Mishnah, Tnan, Mem Beis Amid Aleph, Chomet Shinafu Mapolis, Hareo Kimivur. Lashon Rashi there, Hareo Kimivur, the Ein Sarach Levaro, the Ein Kan Od Bal Yeroya. So what's the pshat? The ain sarach levaro, the ain kan od bal yiroi. What happened to bal yatmin? What happened to bal yatmin? It would seem the following, it would seem a chidush, that Bal Yatmin, trying to see if there was another Rashi that maybe also medayik this, but the svara would be the following. The Lashon is Yachol Yatmin. Here, how did it become Tamun? The Mapolis, it just crashed on it. Maybe the point about Yimatzeh, the Aser's Yatmin, is only when it's Yatmin. When you took the chametz, and Rashi says, V'dayo, you think it'll be okay, Kamashmon lo Yimatzeh. What is lo Yimatzeh Asering? The Yatmin of the Yimatzeh is only Yatmin. So it could be, she does Rashi again, building on the Rashi in Chafalef. Now, the only thing is, in Chaf Aleph, what do we see? The animal left over. So is that Yatmin? You gave it to the animal. And then the animal went and dug a hole somewhere. The Gears is Mashal, so you have to know how to, if this is going to be consistent with the Mashal and Rashi. If what we're saying is correct, that Rashi will hold that Lo Yimatzeh Asur's Yatmin, it wouldn't be Asur Asba Yira, only by Yimatzeh. But when is it going to be us by Yimatzeh? Only if he's Matmeh. So Mapolas just happened. Where do you put the case of a Chaya? Does it mean I have to do it? Rashi's Lashon here. What I want to be Medayik. What's Rashi's Lashon here on Yatmin? Back on our Braisa. What does Rashi say? Yatmin? Biyad. No, what's Rashi's Lashon here? On our Gemara, on our Braisa. Rashi's lesson is Yachol Yatmin Biyad. How literally is Biyad? So if you take it really literally, then that means to say Mapolas is not Yatmin, and giving it to Chaya, and the Chaya is going to hide it. So there wouldn't be a Yatmin either, because the Chaya did it, not me. But the Mashal's Girsa was what on that Rashi? In that case, even though there's a what, there's a Ba'yimatzeh, but there's not a Ba'yirah, because it's not seen. That means that there is a Ba'yimatzeh. Okay. So then you still have to deal with, you know, so then it comes out that Hatmana doesn't have to be you. If it's Tamun, it's still Ba'yimatzeh. So then you have to deal with Yaakov's Kasha. So the case of Mapolas is also Ba'yimatzeh. So how come Rashi makes it only about Ba'yirah when you uncover it? There's a Ba'yimatzeh right now. But if I would say that Yatmin, yeah, Mapolas is for sure not by Yimatzeh, because it totally happened by itself. But if I helped to make it happen, how did I help to make it happen? I was Yatmin Biyad. Or if I gave it to the Chaya, and the derech of a Chaya is to leave over what it doesn't finish, it's also Yatmin. So therefore the Ba Yimatzeh would still be there. So in Bayura, it would be a Ba Yimatzeh. So then I could see that the case of Mapolas is different than the case of Chaya, and that's why Rashi is not concerned with the rise of anything, not for Bayirah, not for Bayimatzeh. It's not visible, and it's not going to come under Bayimatzeh because he didn't create that mana in any shape or form. It was totally an act of nature. But if I did something that led to the fact that the chametz became tamun, that could also go into Bayakmin as well. So that's what I think you have to think about. That's like a separate, you know, icing on the cake to think about. Within Rashi, you know, would Yatmin be specifically you? And then what are the standards in terms of you, in terms of your role in it? Mayor?
In the case of the Chayim that came up.
In the case of what?
In the case of the Chayim that came up.
Yeah.
Before we had the Maharshal, you're saying Rashi, were we interpreting the Gemara that the Chayim would be over?
It's not 100% clear, but it sounds like, well, the Gemara sounds like you wouldn't have the same level of Isser of violation as you had by Behema. The Gemara concludes, but by Behema, clearly by Rabbi Yimatzeh. So what's by Chaya? You wouldn't have what? You're saying, so that's what I'm wondering about. That's the question. What does Rashi mean? Rashi says, the La'ovale b'bayi ra'ah. That's the question without the Mashal. And what about Yimatzeh? Bal Yiraya you won't have because it's hidden. And Bal Yimatzeh? So that's the question. What about Bal Yatmin? I guess if you wanted, you could be even, you know, if you want to say what we're saying now, that Rashi holds Bal Yatmin is Mamish Biyad, then let's even go beyond the Mashal. The Mashal says in Rashi, you have a Bal Yimatzeh, but you won't have a Bal Yiraya. Maybe you'll say one of Bal Yimatzeh either, because I didn't cause it. And the Chaya did. I didn't do it. Okay, I understand. You could also read Rashi that way. What we're showing in Rashi, Chalapachas in Rashi, this much is clear. But Rashi holds that if it's tum when it's not ba'yira, that is consistent with the Kesef Mishnah. That's consistent with the Kesef Mishnah. What I'm now, the extra twist that we're trying to consider is, and what about the Ba'yatmin? Well, Ma'isa, there is a Ba'yimatzeh. So according to the Mashal, in the Chanami, Rashi said that. Rashi says, Ba'yimatzeh, yes, Ba'yira, not. Okay, and that we could end it with that. Well, what I'm showing you is there's another Rashi. That's a Rashi by Mapolis, which sounds like there's nothing to worry about. Midaraisa, you don't do bitta. Only that maybe on Yontif, you'll end up having to see it, and then there'll be a problem. What happened to the Ba'yimatzeh of now? So it's under a Mapolis, but we're by Ba'yimatzeh. So for that, we're using the Rashi here, Biyad, that maybe Ba'yatmin is only when you do it. Okay, but then how does that work with the Mashal? So maybe it doesn't. Maybe you don't have to say better. Say better than the Mashal. Say it's not about you might say either. You didn't do it. Or you could say that maybe you are giving to the Chaya, and then the Chaya, which is the Derech, to go bury it, is also Bayatman. But not Polis. It's nothing to do with you. So then it would be no Bayatman. That's like another level. Yes, Eli. Eli and then Yaakov. Yes.
How would the first answer of the Ran deal with the case on Chav Aleph Amud Aleph?
Yeah. In other words, if there is ultimately a Ba'yiraya, that's Labdafka, so you have to look at the Ran there. What's the din of Sarach Shia Batabalibo, right? Maybe it is the Rais. Double check though. How did the Ran learn that? Did you check it? Interesting to know. How did the Ran learn the Sarach Shia Batabalibo? You have to know what does the Ran say there. Pirish mid Rabbanan. So he has a braisa, he has a machilta. So you have to know, maybe there's some other halacha that's matir mapolis. You're right, the Maisa the Ran says it's only the Rabbanan. Mid raisa mapolis is ena over alav. But it could be there's a whole different halacha. Hachi tani b'mechilta, yatsa chemsa shonach yishu b'shus yisrael, b'chamas hinafu of mapolis. Yeah, so it could be there's a special din. It could be the Ran holds it's a special tour that you learn out of a pasuk, a special miut. So it could be that's why. But from the perspective of the Ran here, we could certainly understand the first teretz of the Ran, certainly. According to the second teretz of the Ran, again, then you can always go that route. You can say the Ran is going like the second teretz of the Ran. But it could be there's a special din of Mapola separate from everything else. Yeah. Yeah. Good?
And I meant on Chav Aleph Amud Aleph with Chaya.
What about that? So what about that's the Rashi? The Rashi.
Yeah. How would the Ran have read the case of the Itana Chaya Mishum the Imishari Mias Mitsana? It still seems to be a problem, no?
If you hold that there's no difference between if you see it or not, so what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Yeah. Okay, good. So we have to look at that. You have to look into that and see how to different ways to win that Gemara. B'chor Rashi is, yeah, Rashi's good. He's saying the first terz of the Ran, you rose up that, so what's the Gemara saying? So what? Yeah. So there is a Ran there. The Ran is the following Pshat. Listen carefully. Very interesting. This is mamish a little bit what we were saying before. Listen to the Ran. Good that you bring it up. The Ran learns like this. I mean, from the Ran and the Gemara. Nearly the Achit Perusha. It's mamish the Sfar that we just mentioned, that is called Matmin. Kevan de Darka Latsnia, Havale Kematmin. Sha'afo Pishim, Matzachamitz Pesach, Matzachamitz Besalacha Bedika, you're not over Machbeya. That's Kishanisha Sham Shalomi Daita. Happened to be there. Avo Kishinosin also of Nechaya, Shadarka Latsnia, Hareu Kematmin. Mashmalan, that no, because maybe it won't leave over, it won't hide it. He says, when you give it to a chaya, that dark latznia, harehu kimatmin. That's the svara why chayas works. That's the svara that chayas works, right? That's the first part of the Gemara. What's the second part of the Gemara? So again, the first part of the Gemara is, it's worse by chaya. Maybe behemoth better, because by chaya, it's like your matmin. That's how he learns the first step. The itan chaya, the imeshaira mia matznalei, Kolomar v'lo matzi avar the dilma lo mishayra. The imishayra matzna l'bavi chometz kenisha b'vei selacha b'dikash ina ova ala. It's a different word. It's a chometz ke'ina yadua. It's a different word. Havalei ke chometz kenisha b'vei selacha b'dikash ina ova ala. It's a different svara. It's not what Rashi says. It's not the Rashi that we read. Chametz shenishal b'esracha b'dika eina over alav. That's how the Ran learns that Gemara. Okay, so it's a different, totally different idea. It's a whole discussion of chametz she'ena yadua based on this Gemara. It's a whole other inyan. Chametz she'ena yadua. The Ran discusses that also. You take a look at that Ran, but that's not necessarily a kasha because it's a different part in the Gemara, different shot in the Gemara. Yeah. But interesting how the first half of the Gemara says, why would Chaya be worse? Because it's like Matmin. That svar is what we wanted to use for Rashi. That even though Mapolis is not called Matmin, obviously because it happened in Mela, but Maisa, giving it to the Chaya, Shadarka Latsnia, is Matmin. That's considered Matmin Biyad Ki'ilu. That the Ran Mami says that svar on the half of the Gemara, that Chaya is worse than Behema, that's what the Ran says. It's Habweke Matmin. On the half that Chaya is better than Behema, he says a different word. It's like Chamishin Ishtar La'acha Bedika. Yeah. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the part of the Braisa that discusses Nachrisha Kibasta. So we had that line in the Braisa that continues after talking about the Isser that we get from Lo Yimatse, that we talk about you can't take Pikdonos Min HaNachrim. How about Nachrisha Kibasta B'Sherim Chabachatzim Minayim Talmud Lomar Lo Yimatze? So what exactly does this mean? Says the Gemara, Amamar, Ein Li Ela B'Nachrisha Lo Kibasta B'Sherim Chabachatzim Nachrisha Kibasta B'Sherim Chabachatzim Minayim Talmud Lomar Lo Yimatze. Fact the Gemara, Klapi Laya, expression you find a lot of times in the Gemara. Klapi laya, what does it mean exactly? Rashi. Stay milos. These are two words. Klapi laya means klapi hechan nota davazet. Where is this facing? What direction is this facing? In other words, the svara is the opposite, counterintuitive. You're trying to say, how do I also know the case of Nachri Shekibasta? What's more us? What's more likely to be us when you take Pikonis Minan Nachri? A Nachri that's not Tachas Mishuscha or a Nachri that's Tachas Mishuscha? What's more obvious? Tachas. And here it sounds like, I know Nachri Shelo Kibasto. How do I know Nachri Shekibasto? Klapi Laya. Klapi Hechanota Dabiza. Where is it facing? Ha'ipcha Mistavra. The logic is the opposite. Nachri Shekibasto. And here actually gives you the pshat. Nachri Shekibasto. Mistavra the Asitfe. It's more logical by Nachri Shekibasto. We'll soon see more about this, exactly what the word is. How does it work? Klape, laya. Laya, heichan. Klape, heichan. Laya means where? Toward where? Tachadei bebrachis, perkaroa. Rashi quotes from there that the tzaduki was pointing Rav Sheshes. He says, why you, Rav Sheshes couldn't see, and he was going to be there when the king was coming. So he says, I understand that the people who can see come to be present when the king is visiting. Sheshes couldn't see. So he said, Chatzvi Lenara Kagni Laya. The intact barrels, they're going to the river because you're going to fill them up with water. Kagni, the broken barrels, Laya, where are they going? Why would they go to the river? You're not going to hold the water. Chadrasim Shavurim, Hechan Hochim. Where are the broken pieces of pottery going to go? So why are you, Sheshes, why are you going? That was the Gemara. So meanwhile, that's Klapi Laya. The Racha, a different gear, so Klapi Alya, meaning the tail. It's like the tail is the back and the head is the front. And now it's like you're going toward the tail. The same idea, basically, that the logic is the opposite. What are you first starting with? Kibasto, and then going to Kibasto. Kibasto is where you should start. That's more logical to be us. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Abaya and Rava both respond. Different pshat. Amar Abaya Epoch. Says Abaya, that you have to flip it around. Epoch, meaning not ainly, that's usser by Nachri, shalo kibasto. How do I know kibasto? No, more likely is usser by kibasto. So ainly the usser el benachri shekibasto. How do I know? I only know that it would be usser to take from a Nachri when it's usser, where it's kibasto. Look at Rashi, what's the svara here? Rashi brings in the svara. In other words, what's the Isser? The Isser is when you're Mekabel Achrayis, right, that's going to be the case, So when you take it from a nachli shekibasto, it's more shaykh to be yours. It's more shaykh shalucha. Nachli shelo kibasto minayin. How do you know that even taking the pikadim in a nachli shelo kibasto, tamalomar, now how do you get it from tamalomar? Lo yimatse, meaning as fast. How do you get lo yimatse to even shelo kibasto? Lo kasa v'lo timsa. You shall not find chametz. Abelo yimatse means in any event, on any level. Lo yimatse l'gami masma. You cannot have in your reshus any chametz, even when you took the pikadon from a nachri shelo kibasto. That's abaye. So according to abaye, you have to switch around the ainli. Ainli ela nachri she kibasto hena lo kibasto lo yimatse. This is abaye. What does Rava say? Rava Omar, la'olam lo tepuch. You don't have to switch it. The ainli is what it says. Ainli ela nachri she lo kibasto. But what is it going on? Areshakai. We're trying to work out the case of the resha that would be mutter by taking pikadim in nachri. The case where you're not mekabel achrayis. Meaning to say, we had on the resha, shalucha yataroa. Avataroa shalchem shal gavoa. That there is a case that's mutter to take from nachrim. On that, the Bryce's question is going to be, ein li'ela minachri shalo kibast. I understand that you can take those cases that you could take minachrim if it's what, but it's nachri that you don't have the same control over. Ve'en shayim chabachatz. Nachri shekibasto v'shayim chabachatz minayin. How do I know even a nachri shekibasto that what, that you could also have it by you if you're not mekabel achrayis, when it's not going to rise to the level that of Kabbalah Sachrayis. The heter shalucha yataroa would even apply by that nachri. B'shem chabachatzah tamalomar lo yimatz. Rashi v'aresha kai l'ateira. We're going on the resha. Ein li demutter liro shel acherim. I only know that there's a heter liro shel acherim. B'telo kibar le'achrayis kidul kamei. The Gemara is going to say the case soon. Elo shel kibasto. Nachri shekibasto minayin tamalomar. The mutter, I know the heter applies even there. Tam lo yimatze. Fact the Gemara, but how does that read in the words of the Baisa? What did the Baisa say to answer to the question? Talmud lomar what? Lo yimatze. So according to Abaye, we're discussing the Isser. So the Isser is brought from the lo yimatze, which is the pasuk of Isser. So it goes to even the case of Nachri that Usser, even Nachri shewat. According to Abaye. He flips the order, right? So the Issa is going to be even Nachri Shelo Kibasto. According to Rava, we're preserving the order, and we're going on the Heter, that the Heter of taking it without Achrayis is even by Nachri Shekibasto. Tamalom lo yimatse. In fact, the Gemara, v'hai tana, mahader ahetera. We're trying to learn out that there'll be a Heter of Shelchaya Taroa, and we want to extend that Heter even to the Nachri Shekibasto. V'nasav lo krali Yisura. But we're bringing the Tamalom of Lo Yimatse. How does the Lo Yimatse give us the answer of why it's mutter? And the answer is the Gemara, Mishum Shenemar L'Chalucha Trezim. This is a hoax, I want to have a pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. We'll see Rashi first. It says L'Cha twice. There's a two psukim of L'Cha. Which two psukim? So now we know from yesterday, right? We're not talking about the L'Cha of Chametz and L'Cha of Sa'or in one pasuk. That counts as one. We have the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bo, which is the pasuk l'cha of Gvulim that speak about Vayivra chametz l'cha sa'or. And what's the other l'cha? What's the other l'cha? In Parshas, Re'ei, Vayivra chametz l'cha sa'or. So there's another l'cha. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? So we have twice l'cha. But how to answer the question? So, the Tamalom lo yimatze. So the answer is, but there's two l'chas. What's the pshat of the Gemara? See how Rashi learns. Uparchinan. The Gemara asks, L'Rav, Tana Mahader Ahetera, B'nasib La L'milse Kra L'Isure. Umishani, answers the Gemara, L'Hetera Kanasib La. We're really using the Yimatse for Hetera, Mishum Shenema Bigvulin, B'Sa'or, by Sa'or, L'Cha L'Cha Trezimni. Lo Yirae L'Cha Sa'or B'Chol Gvulcha Shivas Yamin B'Pashas Re'ei. One of them was one that we were discussing until now, and then the other one is what's being brought in now. In Eno Inyan Lahai, Lacha Bigvulin Gabi Re'iyah, you don't need it for the Lacha in its own context, of Gvulin by Re'iyah, because we already have the other one, the Akfar Amur. So we have Tneu Inyan, use it, L'lo Yimatse. So take one of the Lachas and throw it onto the L'lo Yimatse. Udrosh Bey, and now make the following drasha between the Lacha and the Lo Yimatse, and I'll come out with the following. Lo Yimatse Lacha, that is if it would say Lacha and the Lo Yimatse. After Matsui Etzlacha, even when it's Matsui, even a case of Goyshe Kivasto, B'Shamcha B'Chatzer, even a Matsui case has the Heter of Lacha. After Matsui Etzlacha, Vahainu, Sorry, imcha ka'amina l'cha. I also apply the heter. The imcha mitzasher elam kein shelcha. Avatamotzei yashilo. Rashi concludes, vahi l'cha de chametz, and there's l'cha in the same pasuk above, by chametz, way l'cha chametz. Yeah, lo k'cha, so that doesn't count. The sa'or b'chametz mitzvah tzvichi, the pasuk has to say, chametz and sa'or both. In the pasuk, you couldn't win one from the other. Each one has a maila. Chametz is edible. Sa'or is mach mitzacherin. So you can't count that as an extra lecha. You need it mentioned by both. But you have the lecha twice by Sa'or. So what did Rashi do? Rashi explains to parents that the Yimatse is going together with the extra lecha. Even by a Matsui, still there's a Heter lecha. That's why even Kibashto, in Shem HaBachatzer, the more Matsui has a Heter lecha as well. That's Rav's Pshat. So it comes out, we have two readings of this line of the brides of Ainli. That talks about kibasto or kibasto. Interesting. That according to Abaye, second, according to Abaye, what Rava needs it for is not on the radar screen. Rava uses the pshat and the braisa to discuss that the heter of taking from a guy when you're not mekabel achrayus even applies by nachrish kibasto. For Abaye, there is no need for a drasha for that. That Abaye understands on his own. What did Abaye need it for? The Isser, when you're Makabul Achrayis, to even go on a case of a Nachri, Shelo Kibashto. And Rava is the inverse of that. It's interesting. According to Rava, the Isser to take the Kadam Minagoy, when you're Makabul Achrayis, that would apply even by a Nachri, Shelo Kibashto, that's that we understand. Misvar, you won't need a pasuk for that. Rather, for Rava, you need it, the heter, that even by Kibasta, there's a heter. It's interesting. At Kilu, Abaye doesn't feel the need for Rava's, for what Rava addresses the Baisa about. And Rava doesn't need a pasuk for what Abaye feels the Baisa is addressing. Yeah.
How can Rava say that if you're Kovish them and you have a prize, how is that not an issue that we say that you can't take a part of them, Menandro?
No, it doesn't make definition that knows. The fact that the Nachri, according to Rashi, so far we only saw Rashi's understanding of Kibashto. According to Rashi, the fact that you have control, you can take away his money, whatever, he's beholden to you, that's more of a reason why you should be in violation. But according to Rabbi, but there's a case that you're allowed to have his Bikadim. The case is where you're not in the Kabbalah Christ, that you owe him, right? So that's the case. That case is even by Nachash Kibashto, the heter that exists, that if it's sitting in your house, but it belongs to him, even though there is this meta control that you have over him, that's the chiddush, that you even have the heter of Lecha, even by Nachash Kibashto. Kibashto means a mimono kimmoch, it's more shaykh to you. But l'maisa, if you're not mekabel achrayis, not mekabel achrayis. It's not by definition kabbalah achrayis, just because it's sitting by me.
Kovish doesn't mean
Kovish, no, Kibashto just means that he's right, that he's beholden, you know, and therefore I can do what I want with him, I can take away his money. That's Rashi's take. But again, the fact is I'm not responsible, you know, the fact that I could take things from him doesn't mean I'm going to take things from him. It just makes it more shaykh to me. That therefore it's more reason to think that I would more likely be over because of that. Mamono kimamoncha. The fact that I have control over his money means that his money is more shaykh to me. If his chametz is more shaykh to me. Says the Rava, afilu hachi, if he puts a bikad in my possession and I'm not mekabel achrayus on it, I'm not in violation. Technically, it's his money, even though I have some jurisdiction over his money. But Amaisa, that's the heter. Lecha, b'matzi lecha, is still lecha. According to Rava, that's the heter. According to Abaye, it's the opposite. According to Abaye, they're talking about the case where Makablach Rais, even from a guy Shaloki Bashta, I don't have that meta control over him, but the Maisa from Makablach Rais, that also would have the Issa. And for Rabbah, that would not be necessary to bring an extra Pasuk. Yaakov? An Eved? Rabbi Kinani is considered somewhat Jewish. I don't know. Gabi Chametz. He is Mchoyev like an Isha, so he has a lot of Yerah on his own, right? There's no Shaila.
But it isn't everything that belongs to
Eved. Mashikanem Kanarabo. But this is not that either. This is not Mashikanem Kanarabo. This is not that. It's a different word. It's Kibashta, right? Kibashta is a different word. We'll see in the Rach and the Rambam a whole other Pshat than Kibashta than what we get from Mashi. What Tosus is going to bring up is going to be very relevant. Where do we find anywhere else when we talk about Haterim of Nochrim that we talk about two gradations, Kibashta, well, Kibashta, why suddenly here are we discussing it? Tosus is going to raise that question. So this gives a teretz, the Balmor has another teretz, and then we have Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam, a whole new pshat in what understanding is. According to Rashi, it's my lecha. According to the what's mashman, the Rabbeinu Hananel Rambam, we'll see it's more about him, not about me. So we'll get there. We'll go kisei. We have the first, we have to do the tosis, the top tosis about chala. We have a very nice shagis ari to look at the end of the simen there, pe gimel. And a lot of the things that we've already begun to discuss in the Gemara are going to reemerge in Tosis, both this Tosis and the next Tosis. Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful day.